enjoy the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
All in the Family.
And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner, Sally Struthers. Produced by John Rich.
G-R-O-S, now red, great. Those were the days.
Developed by Norman Lear. Archie chomps a cigar and smiles with Edith. Gloria shuffles into the kitchen.
Bah.
Gloria, what are you doing down here? You ought to be in bed.
I feel too bad to lie down. Did you call Dr. Nelson?
Yeah, but he can't come. He says he don't feel well enough to make house calls.
Oh, no, you mean Dr. Nelson's sick, too?
Yeah, and he thinks it sounds like both of you got the same thing.
Well, what'd you tell him?
I told him to take two aspirin.
Feel awful.
Oh, dinner will be ready soon. Some nice stew will make you feel better.
Not so loud, my stomach might hear you. I can't face any food.
Oh, maybe you're right. They say starve a cold and feed a fever.
Well, what am I supposed to do? I got a cold and a fever.
Oh, well, maybe if you ate a little for your fever now, you could starve a little for your cold in the morning.
No food, Ma.
Archie arrives.
Yeah, Edith.
There's your father coming, Archie. Hello, Archie. Oh,
Wait a minute, wait a minute. You see what you've done? You went back and picked up three loads of germs, then you come and dump them on me. Stay away from me.
Daddy, you never have any sympathy for anybody but yourself. Can't you see I got the flu?
Well, whose fault is this?
I think it's Mr. Nixon's fault.
I never lived in Lincoln, huh? Why?
Well, making us put our thermostat down so low, it gets awful chilly upstairs at night.
In their bedroom, it ain't never chilly.
Buddy.
Get a little dinner on the table here, honey.
Dinner's all ready, Archie. I'm just waiting for Mike to come home.
Oh, geez, what happened? His chow radar ain't working today?
Michael had a very important lecture he had to attend.
Oh, well, listen, that's tough luck on him. We ain't waiting. Come on, Edith, get it on, huh?
All right.
We always wait for you.
That, little girl, is because I happen to be the breadwinner in this house. Your husband is the crumb. This, hey, this looks pretty good here, Ian.
Yeah, it's beef and mushroom stew.
Oh, beef and mushroom stew. Hey, geez, that's something good here, Ian. You really overdone yourself tonight, huh?
Oh.
Mmm, delicious.
Edith watches Archie chew.
Ain't you gonna eat nothing here?
Oh, no, I had a big lunch at the Women's League meeting at the church. I ain't hungry yet.
She keeps watching him.
Ain't you got nothing to do, Edith?
Oh, that's all right, Archie. I don't mind keeping you company.
Edith, it makes me nervous to have you sitting here listening to me chew.
Oh, no, Archie, you ain't hardly making any noise at all.
Michael walks through the front door.
Hi.
Oh, Mike, I'll get you dinner right away.
Oh, thanks, Mom. I'm hungry.
Yeah, you ain't hungry. I'm gonna phone in the news to Big Mouth Cronkite.
That's funny, Arch. Funny. Honey, what's the matter?
Oh, Michael, I...
You got a cold. Get away.
What kind of a greeting is that? You got a cold. Get away. Can't you see I feel terrible?
Oh, honey, it's morning.
Can't you see that I'm sick? That I have the flu? Daddy, you hear the way he's talking to me?
Hey, look out. Don't be blowing your bike probes over here.
Away from the table, and my own husband, who I just stood up for before he came home, is attacking me because
because I have a cold. You know something, Michael? I may be sick, but you're sick.
Rory, I'm sorry, honey. I'll come up and sit with you, all right?
Dinner, Ma.
Oh, thanks, Ma. Did you say dinner was ready?
Yeah.
I'll be up in a minute, honey.
Yeah, he'll be up, honey, as soon as he fills his face here. Hey.
Looks good, Ma. What is it?
Beef and mushroom stew.
Mushrooms?
Yeah.
Ma, I don't think we ought to be eating mushrooms.
Oh, you listen to the ecology nut over here. Mushrooms ain't no endangered species. Nobody's going out shooting mushrooms.
Arch, we may be endangered if we eat them.
Mushrooms are good for you. Frank Lorenzo was telling me how they grow them in a special fertilizer.
Oh, just can't you be delicate?
Didn't you see the article in today's paper? They recalled a whole batch of mushrooms because of food poisoning.
Oh, my. I hope I ain't poisoned you once.
Don't be stupid. If you're praising me, I'd be heaving up all over the table.
Ma, when did you buy these mushrooms?
Day before yesterday.
That was before the recall. The cans you bought might be some of the bad ones. Arch, I don't think you should be eating any more of that, not until we find out what kind of mushrooms these are.
Listen, wise guy, if you think you're going to ruin my dinner with all this bad news, you're wrong, because I'm already finished.
Arch, I'm just telling you.
Edith knits her brow and turns away.
You need my coffee over to the coffee table?
I think we ought to check out those mushrooms.
And I think that you ought to check out of this here country.
What?
You're always running down everything that America stands for.
America stands for mushrooms?
You and your heroes like that Ralph Nader, you're giving the whole country a pain in the butt.
You ought to be grateful for Ralph Nader. Do you realize that before 1968, there were hardly any cars recalled for being defective? But in 1972, there were nearly 8 million cars recalled.
And do you realize that in 1974, who cares?
Nader cares, Arch. And you should, too. You drive a cab part-time. Ralph Nader may save your life someday.
How? By making people scared to ride with me? The only person that's deflective is Nader. Nader ain't doing the country no good.
Oh, I get it. What's good for General Motors is good for the country.
You're damn right. And Ralph Nader ain't no good for General Motors.
Oh, Archie, are you feeling anything yet?
Was.
I mean, are the mushrooms getting to you?
What are you hoping? I'm feeling fine. I don't want to hear nothing more about mushrooms.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Not necessarily, Ma. If he's got botulism, the symptoms might not show for hours.
I got what?
Botulism.
Get out of here. Nobody ever went crazy eating mushrooms.
Botulism means food poisoning, and I think we ought to check those mushrooms.
Oh, I think so, too.
What do you know about these nuts? I'll give you a for instance. How many different brands of mushrooms are sold all over this here country?
Oh, thousands.
All right, and how many cans do you think are bought?
Millions.
So what do you think the chances are of me getting a one bad can out of all them millions of cans? What is it, 100 to 1?
What is that, the new math?
You're all right, Arch.
One of the troubles with this country is if some little thing goes wrong, everybody panics.
Gloria walks downstairs with a radio.
I'm sorry. I was on my way up, really.
Well, that's all right, Michael. I understand. Out of sight, out of mind.
Oh, honey, don't be that way.
Did you put any mushrooms in your stew today?
Yeah, why?
Oh, no. Did everybody eat it?
No, just Archie. Why are you asking?
Because I was listening to the radio and the news was just on, and they said that 3 people in Queens are in the hospital with botulism from eating canned mushrooms.
Huh? You hear that?
Oh, and you know what else they said? 1 person died from it.
Somebody died from it.
Well, all right, there's your 1 dead guy out of 100. I'm going to pay.
She said somebody died in Queens.
She didn't say nothing like
that. Yes, Daddy, in Queens.
What part of Queens?
What brand of mushrooms was it?
Will you shut up? What part of Queens?
I don't know. They said it was polka dot mushrooms.
Oh, well, all right, don't start a panic now, will you?
Wait, what brand of mushrooms did you buy?
I can't remember.
Come on, think, will you? Was there the Poconos?
Arch, take it easy, don't panic.
Will you stay out of this? Now, take it easy, don't panic, just think.
Yeah, I'm thinking. All I can remember is there was something funny about the name.
Poconos a funny name.
What's funny about it?
And it was a bargain, 3 for 59 cents, so I got 3 cans.
Are you telling me that you put 3 cans of Persian in my stew?
Arch, why don't we just check the cans and see what brand they were?
Why don't you stay out of this? Either we gotta check the cans and see what brand they were. What did you do with the cans?
I put them in the garbage pail.
You put them in the garbage pail?
Look at that garbage pail in there. It's out of the way here. Let me look at them.
Get out of the way. There ain't no garbage in the garbage pail.
No, I put them in the trash can.
Look in the trash can outside. They're in the way. You're in the way.
Michael and Archie run outside.
Here, eat it. There ain't no garbage in the trash can.
Michael bumps Archie.
We call Ferguson's. They may not even carry Pocono mushrooms.
All right, gotta call Ferguson's.
They get stuck in the doorway.
Hey, you let me get in that door!
They burst in.
They're in the way again, here. They're in the way again. They're in the way again.
What's the number?
What's the number?
It's 5.
5.
5.
5.
5.
5.
3.
3.
1.
1.
5.
5.
2.
2. Huh? What's the rest of it? You only gave me 6 numbers.
I gave you 7 numbers.
You gave me 6. One of those numbers was a sneeze.
Well, you did on with it.
Well, what do you want me to do? Do you see a sneeze on the dial?
Start over, huh?
Five.
3.
3.
1.
1.
5.
Oh, geez, here she goes again. Look it up in the phone book. Don't hang up the phone. Keep the line hot there. I got it. Here it is.
5553152.
Yeah.
Why will you dial the number?
5 5 5.
Hey! Don't you sneeze no more.
All right, Susan, it's ringing. Hello, Ferguson's. Do you carry Pocono mushrooms? You don't.
Oh, geez, I'm okay.
That's since they were recalled this morning. The Pocono mushroom can have a pink label.
With a little yellow on it.
Yellow on it.
A pink and yellow label. Thanks.
Oh, jeez, eat it. I can almost feel the pain already.
Pain,
you think a frozen pain?
No, no, don't sit down, don't sit down. The worst thing you can do, keep moving, keep walking around.
Let me
keep
moving here. Let me lay down.
Wait, do you want an enema?
Archie stares at Edith. They rush out the door. Then Michael brings Gloria back inside.
You can't go to the hospital. You're sick.
He leaves her fighting back a sneeze. In a busy hospital waiting room, a man sits with his arm in a sling.
Hey, nurse, hurry it up, will you? When do I get to see the doc?
You'll have to wait your turn.
I've been waiting a half a day. I'm growing cobwebs here.
We'll get to you as quick as we can.
Next.
Lewis. Mr. Fred Lewis, the doctor will see you now. Mr. Lewis!
He's gone. He said he couldn't wait no longer. He was losing too much blood.
Wexler. Mary Wexler.
Here.
Take this in with you.
Thank you.
Close the door, Mr. Lewis.
Archie, Edith, and Michael arrive.
I gotta see a doctor right away. I'm in an emergency.
Emergency?
Yeah, that's what I said, emergency.
Please. I'm talking on the phone.
I can see that.
Yes. I'm sorry, Dr. Swenson's not on duty.
I'll take anybody you got.
He won't be back till Tuesday.
I can't wait till Tuesday.
Now, that's all right. You're very welcome.
She hangs up.
Yes.
I just said to you, it's an emergency.
There's no need to shout at me, sir.
Oh. Look, he might have been poisoned. He needs help quickly.
Yeah, faster than quickly.
Archie Bunker, look, he ate some recalled mushrooms.
Address?
704 Houses Street.
Social Security number?
129-14-6989. He's in pain. Can't you type no faster than that? I thought nurses are supposed to be quick with their hands.
What do you want me to do, break a nail?
Jeez, I'd rather die than do that.
Mother's maiden name?
She's dead. What do you got to know
about? Horn Street, Sarah Horn Street.
I'll tell her you asked for her when I see her, if you'll wait.
Take a seat. The doctor will be with you shortly.
Look, Mrs., I ate poison mushrooms.
I said, take a seat.
Archie finds Edith and Michael in the last two seats.
Where's the seat? And look at you there. You want me to lay on a car? Get out of here.
Michael gets up and Archie sits down.
I hope you ain't in no hurry.
We are.
Well, you come to the wrong place. They won't even look at you unless you drop dead.
Why are all these people ahead of us?
They're ahead of you. Nobody's ahead of me.
Don't talk to him. He probably got shot in the holdup.
The doctor steps out.
Next.
Duffy. Joe Duffy.
I don't believe it.
Hey, Doc. I got a person tray knifing right through me.
What's the matter with this man?
He says he ate poison mushrooms.
Yeah.
Inside.
Yeah, thanks, Doc.
Hey, Doc, what about my arm?
Hang on to it.
The doctor joins Archie in the examination room.
Right. Where's the pain?
Well, it's all over, Doc, but I think it starts around here.
These mushrooms you ate, they weren't Poconos by any chance, were they? I got a bulletin on them today.
Yeah, them's the kind I ate Poconos.
All right, don't panic. You have blurred vision.
Well, I don't know because I ain't got my glasses with me. Let me try and read something here. Yeah, it's blurred.
Any lassitude?
No, she never puts that in a stew, only the mushrooms.
I mean, do you feel fatigued, tired?
Oh, geez, I can use sleep, Doc.
Well, we better not take any chances.
Yeah, well, I hate to hustle you or anything.
Listen,
but...
I want to be very careful with this antitoxin.
The what?
The antidote for botulism. Some people are very allergic to it.
Is that right? What does it do to some people?
Well, reactions vary. In some cases, it could cause arthritis. Oh.
But the botulism, it can kill you, right?
Very quickly.
Oh, well, geez, let's think about this, because, you see, I know a guy that can bowl with arthritis, but if a box is all you can be is dead, huh? Okay, let's go for the arthritis.
Just relax and breathe steady.
Yeah, okay, Doc, anything you say.
Archie grits his teeth and breathes deeply.
Am I doing okay, Doc?
Yeah, just fine.
Hey, let me ask you something. This anecdote you give, how are you supposed to take that?
Intravenously.
Oh, that's good, because I can take anything off a spoon. I can't stand shots.
Holding a needle, the doctor starts rolling up Archie's sleeve.
See, I was worried coming here on a bus whether we'd be here in time, you know, because it takes a long time for not... Hey!
The doctor ties a strap around Archie's bicep and readies the needle. Archie and Michael return home.
You walk behind me without bumping into my sore arm?
Never touched it, huh?
Yes, Daddy, are you all right? I've been worried sick about you. Why didn't you call me the hospital every year you were?
Oh, geez, it was terrible down at that hospital, that little girl, but it's okay. You're going to still have your daddy with you. Listen, help me over to the sofa there, huh?
Michael grabs his arm.
Will you get away from me now? Just my daughter, huh? Here, take it.
Come on.
Yeah, all right, come me into the sofa.
Michael grabs his arm again. Archie lies down.
The pillow right there, huh? Oh, thank you, my darling.
Where's Ba?
Oh, she stopped at Ferguson's to get some ice cream.
Ice cream?
Yeah, to cool down my burning gush.
You know, I think he's delirious. He blew $4.90 on a taxi.
Hey, $5 with the chip.
You took a cab?
Oh, that's all right. Well, I'm going to charge them mushroom people with every dime of it. Of course, I'm going to sue them for every dime they got. Here, here. You go get me the number of that law firm that I had the time I had the whiplash there.
Oh, what was their name?
Oh, geez, I forget. Now, let me think. There was three Jewish guys all with the same name and the same family. Jewish name.
Well, what do you want me to do? Look them up in the yellow pages of the Jewish lawyers?
No, that would take too long. Well, your mother keeps all that useless paper. There's a letter in it, and that's firm to me.
I don't know, Arch. I don't think you got much of a case.
Ah, what are you talking about? Look at my head arm there. Look at the way my eyesight went blurry from the lassitude they put in the mushrooms.
Arch, you still can't prove that you ate Pocono mushrooms.
Ah, buddy boy, and nobody can prove that I didn't. In this country, the good old USA, a man still stands prison till he's proved healthy. Come on, get out of my chair.
You're not sitting in it.
Your butt always changed the shape of it. Get out of here.
They trade seats and bump arms.
You're looking at me. Get away from me.
Archie clutches his arm.
Arch. You still need evidence.
What are you talking about? Look at all they put me through, huh? Look at the way I hide all over. What about the sworn testimony of your mother-in-law there? That's evidence, buddy. We got a case. And let me tell you something. A case like that could be worth 20, 25, 50 grand. I'm going to make them mushroom people put their mouth where their money is.
What do you mean by that?
I mean that the bosses of that company ought to taste every mouthful of food before it leaves the factory.
How are they going to do that?
What do you mean, how? Ain't you never heard of the olden days and the days of kings? The king used to have a special cook to taste the food. The cook dropped down dead, the king said, see? Then the king went back in the kitchen and made a sandwich for himself.
Daddy, I think I found it. Is this Deb, Rabinowitz, Rabinowitz, and Rabinowitz?
That's them, the three wise men. Tell me, if you want to see some swift legal action, get them on a blower for me there.
At this time of night?
Go on, I got an answering service. Get them on the phone there. You wait and see now. Don't be spraying into the phone. What do you want to do, give the three Jews the flu?
Archie grabs the phone as Edith runs in.
Save it. No, I'm dialing the number here.
Ferguson's, just now, I saw some of the same mushrooms you had for dinner, and I brought some of them home.
Oh, great work, Edith. You hear that? Your mother-in-law just brought on a prison evidence.
Wait, I thought they were all recalled.
Only the Poconos, Mike. That's the good news. The mushrooms you and Archie were top caps.
Hold on. Is this the service? The service? Hold on just a second. What?
They got the same pink label as the Poconos, but the yellow's just the special sticker that says 3 for $59. Ain't it wonderful, Archie? You ain't poisoned at all.
They ain't poisoned at all. Forget it. We ain't got no case.
Archie hangs up.
That's wonderful, Edith. You know what you done to us? You just cost us $50,000.
I'm sorry.
Now, where does that leave me? Walking around here, a lot of that antitoxidol cruising through my system, looking for some disease to attack.
Arch, better luck next time.
Michael pats his arm.
Mom, this mushroom omelet is great.
Daddy, you ought to try yours. I mean, why waste the shot you had?
It's good to see you eating again, Glory. I'm glad you shook off that terrible cold.
Ah, clap up with you, clap up. She shook off the cold, and then she shook it out to be.
They all move their plates when Archie sneezes. directed by John Rich, written by Paul Wayne and George Burdick. Script consultant Don Nickel, story editors Michael Ross and Bernie West. Executive producer Norman Lear.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Richard Stahl, doctor. Jane Dulo, nurse. Joseph George, injured man. Associate producer Gene Marcione. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. Based on Till Death Do Us Part, created by Johnny Spite. Copyright 1974 Tandem Productions Incorporated. CBS, a Bud York and Norman Lear Tandem Production.
Viacom.